You're listening to episode 71, brought to you by BioClarity. For 50% off a routine plus free shipping, go to bioclarity.com and enter the code LOVELY. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast for real moms who are seeking Jesus, trying to live their roles well, and working to add a little bit more loveliness to their life, even in just the little moments. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppin Monroe from CultivatingTheLovely.com and Bold Turquoise across pretty much all social media. And I am so excited to have my very good old friend with me here today. It's Carrie Denker. And we're going to talk all about how she has developed an amazing practice of biblical meditation and how you can get involved with it this summer. And with me, it's going to be so much fun and just so deep and real and true. I'm so excited for it. I think it's going to be an amazing time getting into the Psalms, and she's going to walk us through every step of the way. But before we get there, I did want to mention a couple of things because I've been having a lot of people reaching out to me lately who maybe haven't listened to the podcast in a while or hadn't been involved with the CTL community for, I don't know, the last 9 months or so. And they're coming back and they're wondering, what's going on? Why is Mackenzie living at her parents' house and making comments about those kinds of things? And so I just wanted to briefly touch on this because it is a delicate subject and there's only so much that I can say. But I did have to leave a very destructive and difficult marriage about 9 months ago. And so since that time, I've been working to get my career off the ground to be able to support my family. I haven't been receiving the child support that I am supposed to be receiving. It's been a really difficult time. And I've recently been saddled with a lot more legal fees than I had initially been expecting. So that's kind of what's going on, and we're also offering a way for you to reach out and help me and my family if you are so called to. I hate to even say anything about it because I really want to earn what you guys give me, but I'm at a place where I kind of have no choice but to say, if you are called to help, I would love if you would go to boldturquoise.com/GoFundMe. And think about helping my family out. Even the smallest gift is a huge, huge help to me and my kids to be able to keep fighting for them. Another way that you can help out is by becoming a member in the Patreon community. Now, this way, you actually are getting something back, and we are going to be growing the Patreon community by leaps and bounds as we go into July and August, because we have so much more that we're going to be offering with the brand new podcast. We're going to be offering practical hands-on tools and guidance along the way, along with community like you haven't seen so far with the CTL community. I am so excited. You guys are going to love it. I just know it. So that's on the way. So that's another practical way that you could support by going to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely and become a member there. Thank you so much to all of you who have done this so far. I am so, so grateful for your support and your prayers. Even if you aren't able to give monetarily, your prayers mean just as much to me. I'm so, so appreciative, and I don't even know how to say thank you to all of you. So I'll keep it simple. I'll just say thank you. All right, but let's get into this discussion with Carrie because we had so much fun chatting together, even though she was super nervous. We really enjoyed our time. So here's Carrie Denker. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hey.
I am so excited to have you on the show because it's been a while. I think it was season one the last time I had you on.
Yeah.
Which was a good long while ago, which we've featured your devotions and meditation guides and everything on the show. You were a sponsor this last spring, which was awesome. And I've been a long time fan of yours ever since I found you on Pinterest, right?
Me of you.
Yeah. Well, we got together like really early on there. It was really fun. It's been fun to kind of follow how both of us have gone in different directions. And you're one of my online friends that I've met in person.
Yes.
Which is always a big deal in your hometown, which was so much fun.
It was.
Yeah. I loved that. And that was a while ago too. I only had 3 children back then.
Yeah, I think you were pregnant, weren't you?
I was. Yeah. I was fairly newly pregnant with Ellie, but that was 4 years ago?
Yes.
Man! That's
crazy. Because I was thinking, we kind of met when you were doing the Bold Year, and that was 2014.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So we've known each other for like internet eternity.
Yes! Since the beginning of the internet.
Yes. That's what it is. Like, right when blogs were really transitioning and stuff was changing. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
That it's fun to have like that kind of history with people. I was actually just talking with Jodi McKenna tonight because she's one of the co-hosts on the show a lot of times. And I was saying, oh, I'm going to talk with Carrie. I was like, you know Carrie, way back from the Bold Year. Like, we harken back to the old days. So that's super fun. But for people who don't remember you from the last time that you were on, or maybe haven't caught on what I've been talking about, the doodle and journal studies and all of that, would you like to just introduce yourself and tell people where they can find you?
So I'm Carrie Danker, and I blog at stonesoupfor5.com. And because of Mackenzie,
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
no, I'm serious. I was thinking about this today. I had time to think about this. And you asked me, I think you found me on Pinterest, and I had put up some pictures of my Bible journal on Pinterest. And you asked me, hey, do you want to do this thing with me? And I'm like, sure, because I think you're awesome. And then we started, you just asked me, how do you do your visual journal pages? And so then I just started writing that in the Facebook group. Okay, so I'm reading this, and then this is what I saw, and I doodled this. And then people are like, well, that's great, but I don't want to come on Facebook every morning to figure out what I'm doing in the Bible. Could you write some things that we could print out? And that started the Journal and Doodle Bible Studies. You, girl, started the Journal and Doodle Bible Studies.
Well, I just remember being so in awe of your pages because they were amazing and they were like something that I wanted to be able to do, but I couldn't figure out how to do it. And I just knew that I was attracted to that kind of art and that kind of study. And so I was like, I mean, anytime I send an email out, I kind of, have that philosophy. Well, if you don't ask, then you don't know. Like, you might as well ask. The worst they can do is say no. But you always just kind of prepare yourself for this person is like way beyond me, and they're gonna say no. And look at all their featured stuff on Pinterest, and there's no way she's gonna respond to me. And then you totally did, and it was so much fun to just be able to like kind of be in on those early stages of what you've done because you've done amazing stuff, and your Bible studies have. And I mean, what is your Bible study at like number two on Amazon or something right now?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's
Number two.
crazy.
I
That's
mean,
awesome.
it'll only be there for like a day, realistically. But
Take
hey.
it. Take it. My podcast was at number three the week that we debuted, and I still am like, we've hit number three in Kids and Family on iTunes. Take it. Absolutely. So they can find you at stonesoupfor5.com, and then you've got like Facebook groups, and we'll have like links to everything in the show notes for today. People can go to boldturquoise.com/071, and we'll have links to all of Carrie's studies on Facebook, and then also the stuff that, because you've got downloadable stuff also on your blog and your site. But you guys have got to see her stuff and just really enjoy it. But today, the specific thing that we're going to talk about, which she's kind of branched out from just doing the doodle and journal studies to these meditation guides, biblical meditation guides. Not like we're not going all crazy on you guys. It's not like weird Eastern. We're not talking about that. We're talking about biblical meditation, which I really feel like you've have gotten more deeply into. And what would you say, like the last year?
Yeah, for sure the last couple of years. But yeah, everybody kind of gets all weirded out when you say meditation guides. So you always have to add the biblical on the front. And even then people are like, "Okay, what is this?" What kind of craziness?
And so right before we even get into any of the whys or hows or what got you started, I would love to just have you define what biblical meditation is.
Okay, so the best definition I have found for it is actually from, I think, Tim Keller, where he said it's not emptying your mind like Eastern meditation with your eyes closed and your legs crossed, and but rather filling your mind with God's word. So that's the professional, I guess, if you're a professional, that's what you would say. I say it's actually trying to take a chunk of God's word and like lift it off the page and view it from every possible angle you can, and then get it in your heart.
I
And
love
it's
that.
God's word forming and changing your heart.
It's just like knowing a passage inside and out. And really taking time with it, like allowing just a few verses to really expand for quite a length of time.
Yes. Okay. That right there is like my whole philosophy for the last 2 or 3 years, is I think women need to slow way down, way down, because I did the whole, I'm gonna read through the Bible in a year, and then you die in Leviticus, and you're
Or
done,
a
and
few
then you.
years ago, there was that big Bible in 90 days craze. I mean, I guess it was like
Yes.
a decade ago. Okay, Judah was a baby. So,
A few years, a few
yeah, a
years,
few
yeah.
years, like nine,
Yes.
But that was a huge craze, which,
Yes.
okay, it gave me like this overarching view of, okay, this is like the overarching love story of the Bible, but you miss out on all the goods of the details.
Right. And I thought, really, I mean, without thinking the words, just like, you know how you have these ideas in your head, I thought, if I don't read through the Bible in a year or 2 years at the most, what kind of Christian am I?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm failing at everything else in life, and now I'm failing at reading through my Bible.
Oh, I think that's a common thing that women feel. I think it's become this thing that we feel like we have to put on our to-do list and we have to try to keep up with, and it's just a matter of doing it to do it, but not letting it do that meditative heart work like what you're talking about.
Right. So I did the whole, I read through my Bible in a year. It was great. And I really, really highly recommend reading through your whole Bible, whether it's a year or not. But read through the whole Bible. So you can do that big overarching story. And when I did it, I wrote down at the top of every page just a summary of what, like notes. This is what's on this page, right? And so I did
Good
that whole
idea.
thing and it was great. It was so good. And then I got to the end and I'm like, now what? Am I going to read through it again? And so I did. I read through it again. And I just remember, okay, I've got three chapters to read today. And I would close the Bible and I would feel parched. I would feel like I had just run this marathon with no water and I had all this stuff. And then I'd think, okay, what was I reading? I don't remember. It was something about, you know? And I thought, this is so lame. This is, and I had this picture of, I'm sitting down, you know, with my coffee in the morning and I'm getting ready to, yeah, I'm going to meet you on these pages, Lord. I'm so excited. And then I would rush through them and I had this picture of like Jesus sitting right here and saying, oh, I can't wait till she gets to this part. Oh, wait till she gets to this part. This is like my favorite part. And I'd just rush right through it or like fall asleep. And then I'd close it and then it'd be like, oh, yeah, that was so great, wasn't it, Jesus? What did you say? What were you talking about?
Wait, what? I was actually thinking about my to-do list for the day as I
Right.
was getting through it.
Yes. And I just felt like such a failure at doing this. And so then I thought, I don't care. I need God's word. I need to go slow. And I'm not going to do any more of this reading through it in a year for now because I need to get nourished.
I totally agree. I think so many women are feeling that push and that press to just be doing it, but not really setting up the atmosphere to allow it to go deeply. This is something that's actually going to be coming up a lot more on the podcast and in the Patreon group and whatnot, because we're launching a whole new podcast kind of
Woof.
under, what was that? Sorry. Yeah, oh
Woohoo,
yes, I know. I'm so excited. We're launching a whole new podcast. It's actually two podcasts under the Cultivating the Lovely umbrella. One will be in the Patreon group and one will be on iTunes. And kind of our whole philosophy that we're growing behind this is relationships with our kids and developing those relationships through story. And whether
woohoo.
that story is our own stories that we're sharing with them, or audiobooks, or things that we're reading with them, or whatever it is that, the Bible that we're sharing story and that's how we're connecting. But the way to kind of like the key to getting there is setting up the, well, okay. I'm doing a really bad job of saying this.
No, I love it.
My friend Katie, who's doing it with me, would just be like, oh my gosh, you're butchering this. No, she wouldn't ever say that to me because she's too nice, but that's what she'd be thinking. Well, as the moms, we feel like it has to start with us as the moms. And that the only two things that we really have control over are our attitudes and our atmosphere. And if we set those two things, then we can help usher our kids into these stories and then be able to have discussions about them and foster relationship from that.
Oh,
So,
amen.
yeah,
Amen.
I'm so excited. I think it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a ton of practical tools for really how to do this. We're going to be putting out like actual audio of classic children's stories in the podcast, all kinds of great, amazing resources. So it's going to be really good. Ladies, we are back this week with BioClarity as our sponsor. Now, you guys know that I have been using BioClarity's products for a few months now, and I absolutely love them. I love how fresh and clean they feel on my face. I love that they just have this light, natural scent, no fake fragrances and that sort of thing. It just feels good and nourishing on my skin, but especially in this last month or so, oh my goodness. The stress that I have been through has really been coming out through my skin. I mean, we're talking like, what happened? Am I a teenager again? So, their clean skin routine has been essential. It's a super easy three-step process of cleansing, treating, and restoring, and it contains nourishing plant extracts like chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel, plus their Floralux, which is derived from chlorophyll and is proven for nourishing the skin, soothing away imperfections and blemishes. And man, I've needed a lot of that lately. Floralux has antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties that feed your skin from the outside in. It's like green juice for your face. You're able to detox and rebalance with the Floralux from BioClarity. I love that in the midst of all this stress, it's helping me to fight these breakouts, soothe my skin, minimize redness, reduce pore size, and even help my skin tone because everything has just been going crazy lately. I've been using it for quite a while now, but you can get results with these garden lush ingredients in as little as 2 weeks. So if you want to get this 100% vegan, gluten, and cruelty-free face care system from BioClarity sent straight to your door and start creating healthier habits with your skin, then I want to encourage you to go to BioClarity.com. My listeners get their first month for 50% off a routine plus free shipping, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. All you have to do is enter the code LOVELY at checkout. Again, that's BioClarity.com. All you have to do is enter the code LOVELY. But coming back to this, it doesn't
Wait. Before you come back, side note, you can edit this out, whatever.
No.
But I have to say, stories with my boys are the only thing at one point in our relationship that kept us together. And I am absolutely not exaggerating, because we did a read aloud promise 1 year. We were going to read every night for the full year, you know, barring major problems. But
yeah.
There were nights, seriously, when we would end with just a horrible, tense fight or argument, and it was just horrible. And I would go into bed, and I would see that book on my nightstand, and I would think, I am not in the mood to read tonight.
Yeah.
But we made the promise. And so I would pick it up, and they could stay in their room if they were hating on me and, you know, whatever. We would read those books. And those books still, my oldest is 20. He still talks about those.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So crucial for our family. So yay,
yes,
you. That is awesome.
And see, that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're hoping to, because there are a lot of podcasts out there that talk about reading aloud, and they are great.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel like we want to take it that next step farther and allowing us to really make it something more and allow it to even go deeper. And so I'm so excited about it.
I am too.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's awesome.
But it reminds me of this because I feel like we kind of have to do the same thing for ourselves reading the Bible, as we have to set our attitude and our atmosphere and the way we're doing it in order to get the most out of it and have that conversation with God and have it be something really deep instead of just surface.
Right.
And I think that's what you're talking about. And that's what you're doing by doing the biblical meditation and taking it slow and doing it in this different way that's much more relational than just putting it on your to-do list to get done for the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you figured out you needed to go slower. What was kind of the next step in that process for you of figuring out, okay, it's going to look like biblical meditation. What does that mean? How do I do that? Like, what did that look like for you?
Oh my goodness, that's such a good question. I'm not that organized in my thought process. I didn't even think of it as biblical meditation. In fact, I hadn't
Okay.
even really heard the term
Yeah.
much. I just knew I needed something more, and I was incredibly frustrated because I would hear the term. Okay, so I guess I would hear it once in a while. I would hear it thrown around, you know, and you see it in the Bible. I will
Yeah.
meditate. But there was nothing saying how.
Yeah.
How? What does this look like? And I am a give me a list and I will check that off twice kind of girl, right?
Yes. Like
And there's.
preparing for this podcast, you poor thing. It's like,
Right?
it's just generally, it's going to be fine. You're like,
I know. So you're pushing me out of my comfort zone, which is so good. That's why I need extroverts in my life.
yes. This is your podcast meditation.
Right. So I was just getting more and more frustrated, more and more frustrated. And okay, so I was getting frustrated because I had finally come to the end of my rope. I had a very, very, very hard child. My oldest son, love him to pieces, wouldn't change it for the world, but he almost killed me multiple times. And I had reached the end of my rope. I mean, we had gone to counseling. I had read every single book, all of the books on how to do this right, right? And before he was born, we did all this parental, stuff because I was absolutely going to do this right, check off my list, have a godly son, woohoo! But God had different plans for me. And he gave me a hard to handle kid. And I remember just coming to the end of my rope and thinking, okay, he's at this stage now where he is controlled by anger. And then I am being controlled by anger. And at some point, it's gonna get really, really ugly. So I would go to the Bible because I knew that was where the answers were. But how in the world do you dig out the answers when I need to know how to help him control his anger? And it's talking about, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. What in the world is that going to help me with tonight? Right? I was absolutely frustrated. So I would then go back to, okay, the Angry Child book or, how to speak to their heart book. And I would read it and underline it. And then it would still be the same thing. So frustrated. And nothing worked. Nothing. And then this biblical meditation and my frustration with this kind of came together into this beautiful head of, yeah, you're not looking in the right places. And so what I figured out most through, I need to just go back to the word, and I don't need to look up the verses that deal with anger, and I don't need to look up the verses that deal with honesty. I'm not going for these topical answers to fix everything. What God showed me is, Carrie, first you need to change your heart, and then we can work on all the other stuff. So through this horrible time of struggling with my son, the struggle was really with my heart. And he was just the one that showed me that, right? So that's where I was. It would sound really good if I was like, oh, I wanted to find out more about this. And then,
No, I think it's way more powerful when it comes out of these honest, hard places. I mean, that's a lot of what even started this new podcast that we're going to start in the fall because, I'm having to send my kids to school for the first time and I'm fearing not being able to connect with them. And we've had such a stressful year and there are so many attitudes and feelings and big, hard, traumatic things that we've all been walking through and it's just worn on all of us. And so it was in my own yearning to find something that was going to allow that connection with what our life was going to look like coming this fall, that I had this idea. It wasn't out of like, oh, I'm just going to start a new podcast because I think it'll be fun. Really, it was out of my own, like, I need this for my kids. We need this. And then you realize, well, maybe somebody else needs it too.
Yes. Okay, that's the I Will Meditate guides. I wanted this book for me. And it's all very selfish. It's all very, very, because I knew I needed this book so that I could go through the scriptures slowly and think through them. So I created it for me, and then I thought, well, if anybody else wants it, I'll just throw it up there on Amazon.
Yeah.
And now it's number two bestseller.
That's amazing.
So it's all God, right? I mean, it was
Yeah.
just desperation
Yeah.
and God meeting me where I was. Praise
Exactly.
Him. Oh my goodness.
And then look at how many people it influences. And then I think it gives your own pain and your own original need for that thing more meaning and more significance in your own life. Because it feels like, okay, well, at least God did something with it.
And I was just talking to a dear friend of mine, like one of those crying ugly cry talks.
Yeah.
And I said, there's so many times I look back on the 20 years of raising my boys and think, why, God, couldn't you have shown me this then? Why
Yeah.
couldn't I have done this 15 years ago when I could have really poured out in a different way? And she just grabbed my hand and she said, because you need to tell other moms that right now.
Yeah.
And I thought,
Yeah.
oh, God, it's so good to take our sin and our problems and then change others.
Yeah.
So if these help some mom who's in the fray right now to slow down and just focus on Jesus, I would do it all over again.
Yeah.
All the wrong, all the mistakes, all the screw-ups. Praise Jesus, take it all.
Yeah. Well, and the moms who are in the fray, and even the moms who are like, well, my life's not that bad right now, but they could still benefit from it, I think. You know, absolutely. I think that God can use it in all kinds of ways. He can use it however he wants to, which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, which is what I've been hearing from the people all over the world that are using them is they're like, I have never seen, I love that, right? I have
Yeah.
never seen this before. I read this scripture, I've read it so many times, I have never seen this before. That's the coolest.
Yeah. So what did so you were looking for something, you didn't know what, you know, nothing said this is how you do it. So how did you figure out this is how you do
So this is showing my stubborn side
it?
because when somebody says you can't do that, I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, really? Okay.
You sure?
Game on.
Yeah.
Or as my boys say, challenge accepted.
Yeah.
So I was thinking there has got to be something somewhere that has the steps on how to do this. And so I looked up every book I could. I looked up every blog, every website, everything. And I stumbled on a blog called Do Not Depart. And I think it's still a blog. It was like in 2012.
Okay.
And she had like a six list biblical meditation guide. And it's kind of like the, you've heard of like the SOAK method or
Yeah.
so. Okay. So it was kind of like that, but it got me started. It got me a starting place. And it was read the scripture and then reread it, emphasizing different words, and then rewrite it, and kind of a real basic overview. But it got me, it was exciting because it
Yeah.
was a different way to, engage the word. And then a year or two later, my son took, we homeschool, and we have some classes that are outside of homeschool that are like a co-op class. And he took an American lit class 1 year, and I get to sit in on it and just, be in the back and listen. And she, the teacher, had every day that we had the class, she would open up with a prayer from the Valley of Vision book. It's like Puritan poems and prayers.
Okay.
And I would listen to those and I would think, man, these people got it. They understand. And so then she piqued my interest for looking into the Puritans and their writing. And the awesome thing is, all of these books from the 1600s to 1800s, they're all free on Google Books. And
Yeah.
they digitize them and they're searchable.
Oh,
And
that's nice.
it is awesome. So then I got into this rabbit hole because they knew how to meditate. And so
Interesting.
I would read every book that I could by these Puritans like John Owen and Thomas Brooks and Joseph Hall. And I would just take notes. And so then I ended up with just tons and tons of really good questions. That's what they did when they meditate. It's asking questions of your heart and of the word, and then comparing the two. And I wrote down all these questions. And then I started talking with my friend, and we started formulating how does this, do these questions apply to every bit of scripture? How can we change them, and working with them. And then we came up with these not we just used these other questions, but we formatted them in a way that's maybe more able to reach modern women.
Just made them more accessible.
Yeah, rephrasing so there's no these and thous and all that in there.
I love that. So that's what your meditation guides really developed out of.
Yeah, so the meditation that we're going to do in July
Yeah,
is
which we'll get to
what.
that. We'll be getting to that for people who are like, wait, what? There's
Yeah,
a
yeah.
challenge coming. So just hold
Put a pin in that
on,
one.
it's coming. Yeah.
This one that we're doing is how I started out. It is what I call deep meditation. It
Okay.
takes a while. The meditation guides on Amazon, those are they can be deep and they can take a while, but you can also get through them in about 15 minutes and still pull out some nuggets to take
Yeah.
with you for the rest of the day. So these are maybe more of a brief kind of meditation, and
Okay.
then the other challenge is going to be the one that kind of takes your breath away with, wow, God.
Yeah. Okay, well then let's go with that. So,
Okay.
there's this whole challenge that you're doing for the month of July. So we're right here in the beginning of July, ladies. If this is interesting to you, you want to try this out, you think, I wonder if this could be like an answer to getting deeper in the word for myself. Here you go. This is an opportunity right here. Tell
This is
us
your
about it.
answer.
Yes. So what does it look like, Carrie?
Okay, so for the month of July, we're going to be setting up actually the last week of June, but it's okay because this won't be out until first week of July, but we're going to be setting up our journal, and I encourage you to get your own journal for just the meditation because you will look back on this, I promise you.
Yeah.
And we're going to just go through the deep meditation. So this week that you're hearing the podcast, it's going to be finding out your what you're going to be meditating on. Then the next week, it's actually entering into the meditation questions. The next week is the application questions. And then the final week is prayer and encouragement because I'll tell you what, when you get into this, it's like, and I say this in the guide, it's like going to a doctor and saying, I have this problem and I don't know what it is. And then they start going through the symptoms with you. So we'll do that in week one. We'll go through some of the symptoms and say what it is. Week two is when you start cleaning all that out, hunting for where the disease is hiding. And then week three is the painful cleaning out all the infection.
Yeah.
It's like deep heart work, and it's hard. And I'm just encouraging you, hang on through week three because week four is where we get to put the ointment on and wrap it up. And keep it clean, and where God is just going to heal everything because we're just focusing right back on Him. It's not, I need to do this better. It's, I need to rest in Christ.
Yeah.
So
Okay,
it's.
so I just wanted to say, Carrie is actually having me in her Facebook group one of these weeks to we're gonna chat live and talk about, because I'm gonna be part of the study. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do the meditation. I'm committing. This is like a
Yay.
big, accountability thing for me to be doing it. But now that you say that, because I told you I couldn't do the first or the last week, I'm like, maybe I should be doing the last week. Like the easy fun ointment, everything's better week, not one of the
Oh,
hard weeks.
no, I can make the last week hard. I'll make your week easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't put me on
Yeah, oh, yeah.
three.
Okay.
Oh,
See, you've
I'm
already
just kidding.
chosen your week now. You
Yeah, there you
tweaked.
go. I need week two. But anyway, so I wanted to say though, I don't know that we mentioned, I can't remember because my brain doesn't work these days, guys. Just bear with me. But you were only doing eight verses, right?
Yes,
It's just
yes.
Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. So it's not
Correct.
like we're taking this huge chunk of scripture. We're just really milling verses 1 through 8 for all they're worth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And even 1 through 8 is going to seem like, what? There's so much here. But I'll hold your hand and I'll walk you
Yes.
through it and we'll do it together.
And
Yeah.
I've seen the guide and it's available, right? People just go to your website and they can download it.
Yeah. If you go to stonesoupforfive.com and then on the top there's some text tabs and you just click on meditation 119, then that'll have the link there, and you can sign up and you can get the guide for free, and then it directs you to the Facebook page and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and we'll have this link also specifically right in our show notes, so you can find all of Carrie's stuff plus the guide, like the link to it, right there at boldturquoise.com/071. But I do want to point out one thing, because when Carrie sent it to me, I was like, okay, this looks beautiful, but what does this mean? Because at the top of the page, it's this beautiful picture and it says meditation, Aleph verses 1 through 8. And I'm like, Aleph, what are we in, like the Apocrypha or something? Like, what is this? Where does this come from? And
Yeah.
then as I got into it, I was really realizing that Aleph was the Hebrew first letter, but I still like, why verses 1 through 8? So explain that to
I
us,
know.
please.
I'm sorry. You guys, I always try to be super clever and think,
Yes.
oh yeah, this totally makes sense. And then Mackenzie's like, what? What are you even
What are you
saying?
getting me into here?
So it was really cool in my head.
Yes.
And what it really means is, yes, it's the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And Psalm 119 is actually really, really cool because it's divided into 8-verse chunks all the way through. And in the original Hebrew that it was written in, each verse starts with that letter of the alphabet. So the first 8 verses start with the Hebrew letter Aleph. And so every single verse in the Hebrew starts with that. And a lot of people say the reason why is because it would help you memorize it easier. Because you
Oh.
knew 1 through 8 all started with the same letter, and you could go through it that way. And then
Interesting.
9 through 17 start with, yeah. Yeah. So Aleph verses was really, really cool in my head. So pretend it's
Yes.
super cool.
Yes. And now that you say it, it makes sense. But just without that extra knowledge, I had no
Maybe it'll
idea.
pull people in and they'll be like, what? Is this some cool thing? And maybe it'll
Yes.
be good.
Yes. So don't be scared away by it. Be interested. You're going to
Yes.
learn more. You're going to know Hebrew by the time you're done.
I promise that's the only dorky thing in the whole thing. Everything
I don't
else.
think it's dorky at all. I think it's amazing when you point that out. Like, that's a cool thing to know about it. But it's just, you have to find it out. Like, without the knowledge, you're a dum-dum like me.
Knowledge is power.
Yes. Find the knowledge. Get into the meditation, ladies.
Yeah.
So it's a great guide. It's beautiful. It has a very different feel to it than any of the other things that I've seen you put out. Lots
Yeah.
of really beautiful kind of like old artwork and stuff like that. And
Oh, the paintings are awesome.
they're beautiful. And I love that you split it into levels. Do you want to talk about the levels?
Yeah, so the main thing with this is I don't want people to be like me and be like, oh yeah, I'm totally gonna do this. I'm doing level 3. Like, I've done that with so many Bible studies. I'm
Yeah.
gonna do the study, I'm gonna memorize the study, I'm gonna know the verses, you know. And then after week one, life happens and you're like, I'm the worst Christian ever.
Yeah.
So I did it level 1s, 2, and 3. And at any level, though, you just do what you can do. There's
Yeah.
no fill in the blanks. You don't have to show your empty blanks to everybody in the
Yeah.
Bible study, right?
Yeah.
But level one is hopefully going to be the real basic level just to get you started, to get your feet wet and to get you going. And then, later you can come back and add to it. And it should take about, level one should really take you maybe 10 to 15 minutes ish a day. But again, it can go really deep if you want to, or you can answer just one question. And
Yeah.
it may be 5 minutes. And then you just carry that question around in your head for the rest of the day. And what I like to do is I have my own separate journal and I just keep it open. And I'll find that as I'm thinking through, because these are some really good questions.
Yeah.
And as I'm thinking through them, as something comes up during the day, I'll just run over and jot a note down or put it on a post-it note and stick it on there. And so level one kind of goes with you through the whole day. So don't feel like you're being lame if you're only doing level one. It's a
Yeah.
perfect way to start.
Yeah.
And then level,
Go
oh, go
ahead.
ahead.
I was agreeing with you. I think it's a really good way that you can just not have all that guilt heaped on you. It's okay to do level
Right.
one. Like sometimes that's all. And maybe 1 week you do level one and 1 week you do level three. Like just do what works.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so then level two is just a couple more questions. And maybe you'll spend another 15 or so minutes. There's a few extra reading things that I have in there that you can do or not. Some of them are a free Google book and you can download that. And it's not like you can only enter in and do level one all the way through. Like you said, you can jump in. If there's a question you see in level three that that's a good question, then you just jot that down. If there's one in level one that you're like, this doesn't make sense, then you skip it.
Yeah.
And level three is same thing. It's just a few additional questions. It's not really going to be that intense in any level.
Yeah.
But it's just depending, you know, if you have newborns and you're not sleeping at night, then you're just going to want to do one or two questions in level one, and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
You're going to do great on any of them.
And you're going to be, especially if you do it in the month of July. I mean, are you going to keep this up for people to be able to go to? I mean, because podcasts, they get listened to way, way after, you know. But if you are doing it with us in the month of July, then you get to do it in that community and get to see what other people are doing and be inspired and be able to take it even deeper, which is really fun too, I think.
Yeah, and who knows? If this is a thing that really resonates with people and they love it, then we'll just go on and do the Beth verses, the next eight verses, and carry on like that. And so, you know, we'll see. But yes, this will still be under the 119 tab. It'll always be up there, and you guys can just hop over and download it and be on your way.
I love it. And so you've laid it out so nicely. I'm looking at it right now. So you have like it all broken down into what we're doing each week and everything. And then you have per week, I mean, you have like a great introduction to it and everything, but then you have per week what needs to be done. And I think when I first looked at it, I was like, oh my goodness, look at what all I have to do in one day. And I was like, wait a minute. No, this is for the whole week.
Yes.
So I can pace myself. I'm not trying to get all of this done on Monday. Like I've got the whole week. So if I have one day where I have more time to do things and one day less time, like that's okay. It'll all kind of come out in the wash.
Right. And really, if you walk through it, okay, level one or all levels for week one, it starts with first thing you do is you're going to pray. Okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't take long. Then you're going to write out the verses in your journal, and it's just eight verses. And if you have toddlers, you're going to write one verse.
Yeah.
And then maybe Tuesday you'll write another verse, and then you start playing with it. You start playing with the scripture. So you write, what do you notice? And like when I'm doing mine, my eight verses get all marked up. I have underlines, I have circles, I have squiggly lines, I have colors, I have arrows, and you just start playing with the verses. So it's actually, I found that when I started doing this, it's like, it was something that I wanted to keep coming back to, so I would like sneak it in, right?
Yeah.
So if they're sitting down having a snack, you're going to pull this out and you're going to see something else and circle it and color it. It was kind of like my guilty pleasure almost. It started making the word like, well, this is my escape rather than I have to get this done so I'm a good Christian.
I love that. What a different way to feel about it and be interested in it and drawn to it. And that's what God wants from us, to be interested in his word like that. So I love that. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So you have all week to get those done. And I say over and over in here, this is your meditation. This is your journal. You do what makes sense to you.
Yeah. I like it. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see what people's journals look like, because you know they're all going to be different because of just that. It's supposed to work for you and be the way that you think about things and everything. And so I'm super excited to see how that all plays out for people. And I think that'll be really inspiring and fun to see the kinds of effects it has on people and how they grow and what they get out of it.
Yeah, the first week, so this will be last week when people are listening to this podcast, but I'll have it up, I'll have the video up on YouTube also and Facebook. But my good friend who's been doing this with me since the beginning, she's going to have a live video with me, and she's going to show her journal. And she is not at all into the doodles or art or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so her journal looks very, very different from mine, but it's still beautiful because...
Yeah.
She's the last person, if she listens to this, she's going to be like, whatever. But she just uses color. So she has different colored pens, and she doesn't even really color code. She just changes colors every once in a while, and it works for her. And she's gotten so much out of it. Now she's leading a group of women into how to do this. And so you're going to see mine that is maybe tends a little bit more toward the artsy doodly.
Yeah.
But it's nowhere near art. It's not art at all.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hers, that is all words and colors. And so it's going to be great. So if you're, you know, if you're listening to this now, if you go to my website or you go to Facebook, Stone Super Five's Facebook page, you'll see her video and you'll see us walking through the different kinds of journals. And hopefully it'll help you just feel like, okay, I'm going to do this. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be beautiful. You don't have to show anybody your pages at all.
Yeah, totally. You can if you want to, but you don't have to.
I hope you do.
Yes.
I
would love to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's so fun. I love when resources like this are free and available, and your heart is just for other women to be able to be affected by them and grow from them. And I so love that about you. I love that you're putting out there and you have this whole challenge, and you know, it's just a month. Anybody can commit to something like this for a month, right, ladies? Like, I think this is a great opportunity. Take a moment, pray about it. I had to kind of think it over too, like, can I commit to doing this? But ultimately I just felt like, you know what, this is a really good thing for me to do right now. And it's really helpful to have that accountability. So I would really encourage you guys to consider doing it with us and being part of the live videos and everything that we're going to be doing. I think it's going to be a really amazing July. So thank you.
Yeah. And even if they don't really, you know, realistically, if they're not like me and they just jump in with both feet and they're going to sit on the fringes, go ahead and just download it and tune in every week and watch the videos.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll just get so much out of seeing what other women got, and that there's no right or wrong. And it's just, this is going to be your come down and just relax from the getting the right answers of Bible study.
Yeah.
This is just your time to just rest and learn and enjoy and play with the Word of God.
Yes. Just relish in it.
Yes. Yes.
I love that. Thank you so much for putting it out there, Carrie.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're going to do it with me.
I know.
Can't wait.
I'm really excited too. I think it's going to be really good.
It will be. Even if you don't get much done. Don't feel like you have to rush and get this done, because you can just be very real and say, you know what, I had a horrible week.
Yeah. I'm sure those will be coming, but I'm going to really try to do my best to really get the most out of it that I can get out of it. So we'll see how it goes. Yeah. And I'll be updating all of you guys. So, and you'll see me on one of the live videos.
Yes.
But for right now, other than all of this that we obviously have going on, and this is of course lovely and we're trying to get moving with it, but how else are you cultivating loveliness in your life right now?
This may sound really dorky, and I don't know if it's really lovely. It's just where I feel like I am right now.
Mine's gonna be dorkier than yours. I already told you what it is, so it can't be that bad. Okay, go ahead.
No, yours is very practical. Mine is I'm really trying to this summer slow way down. And what that means is we're watching Little House on the Prairie.
I love it.
And we watch it on Friday night pizza night. And it's, you know, we got the whole series for Christmas. And so we're watching Little House on the Prairie, and we just finished watching, it was a really old, like in 2001 PBS series called Frontier House.
Okay.
And it was like, they just put these modern people out in the Montana.
Yes. I remember this.
Yes.
I watched that.
Yes.
Oh, totally.
So we just watched that. And with my 15-year-old son, my 19-year-old son is always at work, so he doesn't get to do much with us. But my 15-year-old son, we finished watching the series and he's like, we have to build a cabin.
Oh.
We have to do that. And so I'm like, can we even do that? So I Googled, you know, and I found some plans that promise that you can make it for, it's like a shed size, right?
Yeah.
But that you can do it for under $900. And I'm like,
wow.
Challenge accepted. Let's do it. So that's going to be hopefully our lovely, is we're going to slow down and try to build a cabin in our back.
That's amazing.
It's dorky.
That's way more lovely than my thing. That's like taking the bull by the horns and like really pursuing lovely with your family.
Well,
now mine sounds even dumber.
Well, but you know what? If you ask me at the end of summer, I may not even have anything but like a deck built. So,
well, hey,
you know, or just a few pieces of lumber.
Finish it next summer. You'll still be doing something. That's Amazing. Oh my gosh, that is not what I was expecting at all. Holy cow.
Dorky, yeah.
No, not dorky. Like, hands down amazing. Holy cow, you're the coolest mom ever.
Well, but seriously, ask me at the end of summer where I am.
Okay, I will. I'll have you back on the podcast.
Where's your cabin? Yeah.
Let's see the cabin. Okay, so now I have to say my really, really lame lovely. So lame. Okay, so this week is the 4th of July, and it is my favorite holiday. I love to decorate for it. Haven't really been able to do that because I don't have my own house. But I do love to be able to do, like, little things for my kids so that they feel like it's special. And I didn't have, like, a lot of money to spend at all. And so I would just kind of hunt things at the Target dollar spot. And so over the last few months, I've picked up, like, boxes of those little Pop-It things that you put on the ground, and we got, like, you can get, like, a whole tube of glow bracelets for, like, a dollar, so we got, like, 15 of those, and we bought, like, the goofy little sunglasses from the Target dollar spot that are for the 4th of July, and, like, a hat and some of the little, like, headbands with the crazy stuff coming off the top of them.
Yes, yes.
And so it's just, they're really goofy little things, but I've kind of done something like that every year so the kids know to expect it. Like, oh, it's just this fun night where we get to dress up goofy and go, like, we live across the street from a park and they do a big, huge 4th of July celebration with hot dogs and bands and really big Connect Four things.
Wow.
Like, they're like, they stand up like 3 feet off the ground. So there are these huge, like, games and all this kinds of stuff. And then we walk down to the end of our block and we can see the huge fireworks display that they put on in our downtown area. And so that's super fun. And I'm just really looking forward to it because it just gets to be this goofy, fun night that we have as a family, and we get to make memories, even though it isn't like picture perfect or exactly the way I would want it to be. I was able to get just like these couple little things to have a really fun night. So
see, we're doing the same thing. You're just making a memory with them.
Yeah.
And I am too. Mine will probably end up with a lot of frustration and going to bed angry nights and bruised fingers and stuff.
But you will be making memories. Absolutely. Yes. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me late at night. I had to ask Carrie to do this episode, like, way late, but at least we were in the same time zone.
Yes.
So it wasn't so bad.
Yes, I had coffee.
Yes. And you're one of the only people, possibly, I don't know, in a year that I've interviewed that's in my time zone. So,
really?
Yes. It's insane. Everybody is east. So it was fun to be like, oh, somebody who's actually close to me and we can do
this.
West Coast forever. All right. Thank you, Carrie. I so appreciate it. And I will see you around the meditation this summer.
Yes. Thank you.
It's going to be good. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Isn't Carrie fun? I just love her so much. She's been such a blessing to my life, and I can't wait to get into this study with her this summer and with all of you who are going to get involved with us also. It's amazing that it's free. It's a really solid resource. It's beautiful, and I am so looking forward to diving into Psalm 119 with all of you guys. For links to everything, as we talked about, you can go to boldturquoise.com/071, and that will get you everywhere that you need to go to find everything of Carrie's. In those show notes, of course, we always have links to our sponsors. Supporting them helps support the show. Leaving those ratings and reviews in iTunes make a big difference. Tell your friends about the show. Get them to come over here. That's another great way to support. Again, if you feel led to support in a more monetary way, becoming a member of Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely makes a big difference. Also, if you feel so led, going to boldturquoise.com/GoFundMe. I so appreciate your guys' consideration. Thank you for letting me safely tell you my story, at least even in a little amount. If you want to hear even more and kind of more of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's been going on, you can head over to our Facebook group. Just search Cultivating the Lovely on Facebook. All right, ladies, thank you so much for the blessing that you are to my life, and thank you for the honor that it is to get to be in your speakers or your earbuds. I so appreciate it, and until next time, go be bold and gracious.